Here are my favorite shopping cart plugins for WordPress. www.wordpress.org/plugin/WooCommerce. www.nca.wordpress.org/plugin/WP-EasyCart. If you really don't want to build your own digital storefront, or if you already have a website that features sales copy for your products but you are looking for an easy way to protect your files and automate the process from checkout to delivery, Product Dino is definitely the better option. Here's how I've used Product Dino to sell some of my information products without needing a hosting account, but still being able to build my own brand. Step 1, I registered a domain that matches the kind of content I am selling. For example, if you were planning to sell a course on social marketing for business owners, you might register something like Social Marketing Expert, or Social Marketing Guide. Step 2, I log into my Product Dino account and set up a product page. Instead of using a free subdomain offered by Product Dino, I choose to use a custom domain. All I have to do in order for my domain to work with Product Dino's system is log into my domain registrar account and change my DNS servers to point to @.productdino.com. After a day or two, my DNS settings will propagate, and whenever potential customers enter my domain name into a search engine or visit it directly, they will automatically be directed to my product page hosted by Product Dino. It's that easy. That way, instead of having to spend time customizing templates and configuring plugins or shopping carts, I can spend my time developing new digital products, selling products with Shopify. Another easy way to set up a digital shop is with Shopify. Not only is the interface easy to navigate, but Shopify will host everything for you. In case you aren't that familiar with Shopify, here's a quick overview. Shopify offers merchants a remotely hosted solution to selling digital products via their Digital Downloads app. All you have to do is upload your digital product, set a price, and your customer will be guided through the entire process from purchase to delivery. Better yet, you can automate the entire process so that orders are immediately fulfilled. Shopify is also one of the most cost-effective ways to sell both physical and digital products online, although I personally prefer it for physical products. Also, if you are not skilled with web design and don't want to mess with HTML or code, you can easily snag a copy of one of their free templates and create a beautiful digital shop within a few minutes. Another great thing about Shopify is that there are many different third-party developers working on creating plugins and scripts that enhance the functionality of your Shopify store. For example, one developer offers a simple way to sell hundreds of physical products through dropshipping where you never have to worry about shipments or inventory costs, while being able to tap into a massive catalog of hot-selling products. You can find out more about this plugin here, www.oberlo.com. Another way to sell digital products through Shopify is by installing a third-party app called Sendow. With Sendow, they will host your digital products for you while ensuring reliable delivery of your products. You can also set up time-sensitive download links that encourage potential customers to make the purchase before the offer is no longer available. At the time of this writing, Sendow is the highest-rated digital delivery app on the Shopify marketplace. Sendow is available here, www.apps.shopify.com/sendow. If you are interested in selling access to music, stock photo or videos, you can easily create custom pages on your store where you can offer paid access to all of this content. Customers will be able to create a free account, purchase their digital pass, and log into their account. One of the best solutions we've found is SkyPilot, available here, www.apps.shopify.com/skypilot. Note: Shopify starts at around $30 per month. To recap. 1. Create a Shopify account and choose your storefront theme. You'll be able to choose from both free and premium, paid-to-use, templates directly from within your account. 2. Create your content pages and set up your products. Be sure to add a terms and conditions page, as well as a privacy page. You can do that using Shopify's free page generator here, www.shopify.com/tools/policygenerator/terms-and-conditions. 3. Configure your settings including your preferred payment provider. Disable the shipping setting if you plan to sell only digital products. You can do this from within the products page. 4. Add your digital products to your Shopify store. Be sure to provide as much information about your products as possible. 5. Configure your email templates. These are sent out via the Shopify system whenever someone purchases a product. 6. Place a test order to ensure everything is working properly. You won't be charged for making test orders. 7. Register a domain name and direct it to your Shopify URL. Not necessary, but it helps you build your own brand. You can find out more here, www.shopify.ca/sell/digital-products, selling products with Amazon. If you've written a book, report, or online course, you can put it in front of thousands of potential buyers just by creating a KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing, account with Amazon. Why should you sell your digital products on Amazon? Here are just a few reasons. Approximately 5% of all internet traffic visits Amazon.com each month. Amazon is the 5th most visited website in the United States. Amazon is the 14th most visited website in the entire world. Amazon has captured one of the most lucrative demographics in existence, childless women over age 35 making $60,000 plus per year. The KDP program allows authors and publishers to make their content available for sale through the Kindle platform as well as in paperback format through either your KDP account, or www.createspace.com. There are two price points in place based on your digital content pricing. Earn 70% of every sale of your digital product when it's priced between $2.99 and $9.99. Earn 35% of every sale of your digital product when it's priced between $0.99 and $2.98 and on products $10 and up. Obviously, the most lucrative price point for your digital content is between $2.99 and $9.99. Once you publish one of your information products on the platform, it will be available to anyone who has a Kindle device, as well as anyone who downloads the Kindle app to their computer or mobile device. The Kindle app is available for both Mac and PC computers, as well as many different devices including iOS, for iPad and iPhone, and Android. You can publish nearly anything on the KDP platform, as long as it is original content and not private label material, and that you own the rights to publish the content. You are also not allowed to sell content that is available free on other websites, unless you set it as free on Amazon as well. Amazon's terms indicate that they must always be offering the best price point on products sold within their marketplace. Here are just few ideas of digital products you can sell. Short stories. Box sets / collections of content. Cookbooks. How-to books. Novels. Online courses compiled into one book. Poetry collections. To get started, create your free KDP account here, http://kdp.amazon.com. When you create your account, you'll be asked to provide payment information, your address and citizenship. You can change your payment preferences at any time. Just keep in mind that should you change your details in the middle of a regular payment, it could delay your payments from being disbursed. Double-check your bank account information to ensure that it's accurate before you publish your digital product. Keep in mind that your book can take 24 to 48 hours to appear on the Kindle marketplace, and during that time you are unable to make any changes to your submission. When your book status changes from within your KDP account, you can then make changes, including price changes, description changes and even category changes, but keep in mind that each time you make any changes your book it goes back into review mode and can take another 24 to 48 hours to update. There are three main stages of updates: review, publishing, and live. Review means that your digital content is being reviewed by Amazon staff in order to ensure that it follows their publishing guidelines. Publishing means that your content has been approved and is now being published in the Amazon marketplace. Live means your content is now available for purchase. Tip: Amazon offers authors with the opportunity to create an author page that is connected to all your digital content. You can do this through Author Central at www.authorcentral.com. Building this bio page will help you reach out to new readers, connect with existing ones, and share your most up-to-date information about you. You can also link your blog to this page, and your recent posts will automatically be added to your author page on Amazon. Aside from Amazon, you should also consider selling your digital content on other marketplaces in order to maximize your income. Other marketplaces include Barnes & Noble, Google Play, and through Apple and Kobo. I do this with a free Draft 2 Digital account, available at www.draft2digital.com. With Draft 2 Digital, I'm able to sell all my digital content across multiple marketplaces, all from within one account. Smashwords, www.smashwords.com, is another company that offers the same opportunity to publish content across various networks, all from within one centralized location. Note: both companies will pay you monthly, via PayPal.